Though Eldridge himself left most of the details to my imagination, I had gathered this much from my conversations with Kevin Lewis before contacting the engineer in his cookie-cutter home in the desert. Eldridge had received a Ph.D. from a prestigious university in the East, concentrating in electrical engineering and computer programming. He had worked for a short time at Raytheon, developing onboard radar systems for cruise missiles. At some point, he had grown disenchanted with that way of life and had moved out west. He had worked for a number of casinos as a computer expert, beginning as a high-level programmer and slowly moving into the surveillance arena, accelerating up the security totem pole as the large strip casinos became more and more interested in the new high-tech gadgets designed to protect their gambling interests. 2 years before our meeting, Eldridge had decided to set off on his own, creating an independent surveillance company that would one day design and install entire security systems in any casino willing to foot his substantial bill. Kevin had warned me that Eldridge would be a difficult interview. He was both strange and secretive. I would not be allowed to quote him word for word, use his real name, or reveal any details about his company or his clients. Kevin had met him at, of all places, MIT, a conference sponsored by the engineering department on developments in video technology. Eldridge wouldn't tell me any details about his life, but Kevin assured me he'd be an invaluable resource on the secretive world of casino surveillance. Looking at the minuscule cameras tracking me around the showroom, I didn't doubt this was true. "And cameras like these are watching you when you gamble?" I asked. "This is the eye in the sky?" "In the old days," Eldridge said, punching keys on his keyboard, "there was a two-way mirror that used to run the length of the casino ceiling. Above that were a bunch of metal catwalks. Security guys would walk up and down the catwalks with binoculars, gazing down at the players." "You're kidding," I said, trying to walk out from under the pincushion of camera lenses. Eldridge kept them trained on me no matter where I moved. "Nowadays, the major hotels have more than 1,000 cameras like these set up all over the place. Everything that happens in a casino is videotaped and beamed over to a command post somewhere on the premises." I had seen pictures of the command centers of some major strip casinos, and they were quite impressive, like an air traffic control station. Considering the amount of money that moved through a casino on an average day, it made sense. "And most of the cameras are hidden in plastic bubbles like the ones in the ceiling?" Eldridge nodded, his many chins bouncing against one another. He hit another key, and the camera stopped following me, freezing the image on the screens. "The nipples? Yeah. You'll see a lot of those all over Vegas, but many of the cameras are also hidden behind colored one-way glass and false ceiling tiles, that sort of thing. They become part of the decor, and they're switched around every few days to keep the cheats from finding ways to avoid them." "Sounds like a sophisticated surveillance system. It's a wonder anyone tries to cheat anymore at all," Eldridge cackled. "The cheaters are pretty damn sophisticated themselves. I heard a story about one dude who actually marked cards with radioactive isotopes. He had a Geiger counter strapped to his knees. Others have tried fiber optic cameras in sleeves, buttons, lapels. Others have used red-filtered contact lenses to spot marked cards. But you gotta be crazy to use any sort of cheating device in a casino. You can get 10 years in prison, and they're bound to catch you, especially if you've got a record or have been spotted before."